Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWALP in Olympia, Washington, and WCRSLP in Columbus, Ohio. Archives of the show can be found online at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can contact us for content and comment at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. A few quick announcements before we commence with the music for the hour. June 11th is just around the corner. This is the day of solidarity with Marie Mason, Eric McDavid, and long-term anarchist and eco-prisoners. The day was prior used to support Jeff Free Lures, who was sentenced to 22 years for arson at a car lot in Eugene, Oregon, and then Jeff gifted it to Eric, Marie, and others. This day is marked by people talking about the cases, doing support work for long-term prisoners, raising money, sharing food, and working to continue in our own ways the struggle of those who are now in cages in order to create a world where cages can't exist. For listings of events internationally, more info on Eric McDavid and Marie Mason's cases, respectively, other prisoners needing support, and other solidarity actions, be sure to check out June11.org. That's June11.org. A related project you should check out can be found at neveraloneart.org, sponsored by the Earth First Prisoner Support Program. This is an online art exhibit from June 11th to 30th of this year. This year's exhibit has 23 prisoners participating, many of whom are political prisoners. Be sure to download some of the beautifully designed flyers and spread them around your own hometown. Here in Asheville, on June 11th, there will be a picnic from 4 p.m. to about 6 p.m. at Carrier Park. Food will be provided, but bring sides and entrees, especially if you have dietary restrictions. There will be a conversation about Eric's case and Marie's case and how to support them. And then at 9 p.m. at the auditorium on Haywood Road, there will be a benefit concert. Door is $5 to $20 suggested donation. The show will feature the acts Anades, Uninhabitable, Burnt Books, and Harsh Words, which are a mix of folk to crust to metal. There will be a raffle with prizes from the Blue Ridge School of Herbal Medicine, Marie Menge of the Women's Pottery Collective, Taija's Hair Tinsel, Bernard's Herbal Medicinal Magic, Cesspool Records, Makeup Tutorial Lessons, and many more surprise items. There'll be plenty of info available and tabling by Prison Books and Transmission Prison Project. Proceeds go to support Eric, Marie, and other long-term anarchist and eco-prisoners. To hear past episodes of The Final Straw speaking about June 11th, check out thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org and search June 11. What you say, what you say, what you say, what? This is Burst reading a script from anarchist prisoner Sean Swain, who is still unable to access the phone. Making money. Let's talk about making money, the old-fashioned way, just like the poor, deluded hierarchs do. I read something not long ago. Did you know the North Korean government is the number one counterfeiter of U.S. money? Yeah. By some estimates, North Korea prints billions of phony U.S. dollars, and they're so realistic, even government officials can't tell. So, in order to avoid the devaluation of the U.S. dollar, the Treasury and the Federal Reserve developed a strategy. They simply assume there's X amount of counterfeit money in circulation, and they print less. If they didn't do that, there'd be so much money in circulation that the U.S. dollar would be as worthless as a VIP all-access tour pass for the Fukushima power plant. Now, some implications of this. For one, the U.S. economy now depends on having enough counterfeit money in circulation at any given time. Quote, funny money, unquote, is figured into the government equation. For two, in order to maintain economic health for our great nation, we have a patriotic responsibility to make sure that there are enough bogus bills floating about. We all have to do our part, you know. And I have a sneaking suspicion that way too few people out there are upholding their civic responsibility and printing their own cash. So, As the only gonzo journalist reporting live from the bowels of a super duper uber mega ultra max facility, it's my job to consult some professional counterfeiters and provide you with the full report. According to G-Money, Polo, and Sea Dog, the experts in this field, it all begins with a paper. You have to do a little research, but there's a kind of paper sold at art supply stores that feels a lot like money, and it passes the, quote, marker test, unquote, that any cashier might employ to check for counterfeit. That's the paper you want. The experts also agree that you never want to print anything bigger than a $10 bill. Bigger denominations get back to the bank too fast, and the alarm bells go off. $10 bills, in contrast, get recirculated and may stay in circulation for years before going back to the bank. Now, as for printing, the experts are split. G-Money says to just use the color copier. You can put three bills in a plastic sleeve and line them up, and you can get them so you can match front to back and then let it roll, printing up a whole ream or two of paper. Polo and Sea Dog prefer scanning bills into a computer and printing them out on a color printer, and then using the printed, quote, masters, unquote, on a color copier. The downside to this, of course, is the computer memory that incriminates you. Something to think about. You'll want one of those big paper slicers like you used to have in art class in school. Examine the bills. They gotta line up perfect. Now, Sea Dog suggests tossing the bills in the bathtub with water and green food coloring. He says this helps, quote, fatten the bills, unquote, make them look used, and additionally protects you against the, quote, smear, unquote, against the smear test, as real money always leaves a green smudge when rubbed with white paper. Last stop in making money, toss your new bills into the dryer with wooden poker chips. Wooden poker chips smell like money. Experts estimate you can make thousands per day. As for laundering the bills, you want to go to places that are dark and hectic, where the cashiers have low morale. At a bar, you can buy a drink with a 10 and put the clean money in your other pocket. Gas stations. It's also good to circulate your money in tourist towns, around amusement parks, for example. Your money will pop up all over the map. Be careful not to circulate the same serial numbers repeatedly to the same cash register. You can then take all those fives and ones and have your friends go into different businesses to cash them in for 20s. You can then take those 20s to a bank, get traveler's checks, and put them in a safe deposit box. But you don't want to go into the bank with 5 grand in fives and ones, or you'll raise alarms. Remember, none of these people realize that you're just trying to do your duty to keep the U.S. economy afloat. They'll think you're involved in low-risk, high-yield criminal behavior to avoid being a wage slave, funding resistance activities with virtually free money. There's no way for them to know that you are selflessly performing a necessary function to ensure the economic recovery. We live in a hyper-fascist techno-surveillance state, so be safe. Think things through. No good deed goes unpunished. This is Burst reading a statement by anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Ohio's Supermax facility. If you cannot hear the sound of his voice, you are the resistance. You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain number 243-205 OSP 878 Coitsville-Hubbard Road, Youngstown, Ohio 44505. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org. Next up, we're going to hear Cervide off of The Chase with the track The Chase. It's described as an eco-anarchist, raw, black, ambient drone project from Stratfordshire in England.
And we're going to spend the rest of the hour listening to some loud music. So after that, we're going to hear Aprit off of Spontamosplita with Dancing in Shackles. We'll hear some Deafest off of their new Alpine Expanse album, a track by Dreaded, a band from Greensboro that a friend of mine's in, and way more. So sit back, relax, and then get tense, because the music is going to be tense, but at least get amped. AshevilleFM.org. Excuse that sound. You're listening to The Final Straw Radio on Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. Right now we're hearing Iprit, or Iprit, in the background, and we just heard a very, very long track by Servide. And we're going to continue blasting your eardrums on this fine Sunday afternoon. Enjoy. You are tuned into Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org, soon to be 103.3 LPFM in the Asheville area. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness, closing out our hour of metal and punk. Right now, we are listening to Ancient Oak off of their recent release, Hoodoo Folk. Prior to that, we heard the new release from Deafest. The album is called Alpine Expanse, and that track was The Waterfall in the Woods.
We're closing out with Dreaded, the Greensboro, North Carolina black metal band from their split with Alignac. This track is A Circle in Sanguine Soil.
But I hope you tune in next week, and we will have some interview content for you on that next episode. Have a great week.